Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Minutes, where the battle never ends.
Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And unfortunately for you, I've had some potent chocolate, and I'm ready to go. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. By One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at www.oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of the fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax-tipped fairs created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and scent of the month candles at www.mysticalvibes.com. This month is Baked Apple Pie. Before we start this week's podcast, I want to mention one thing. I've realized that no matter how long I spend writing, rewriting, and spell-checking my script before recording, I inevitably make a mistake. In the first podcast, there was more than one mistake. Something about delicious rainbows? Jeez. And last week, I said something like, you'd like my podcast, and you actually really liked it. Duh. I meant that you'd listen to my podcast and actually liked it. Butterfingers of the tongue, I guess. With that said, I'm sure this week will be no different, so bear with me, and if I make a mistake, take it as a cue to do some chuckling, okay? This week's episode is called November Nights. For those of us who live in New England, it's back to deep darkness before 5 p.m., chilly hands and feet, and gazing at rotting pumpkins and limp leaves out on the lawn. Wait, that last one must be only at my house. Whoops. It's the time to start furiously knitting mittens, scarves, hats, and sweaters. Sock knitting is slowly dying out and being replaced by bigger projects, ones that can rest on your lap and provide that soft, cushy warmth we all love. Cats who were shooed away and scorned in the summer, again, that must have only been at my house, are once again welcome for their furry, lumpy, purring toastiness. Sound familiar? So, grab your knitting, your nip of choice, and let's go. This week has been busy, really busy. After Grandview, I needed a full day or so to clean up the house and the resulting aftermath of being away for the whole weekend. You know what I mean. Funny how those little gnomes of yesteryear would come out at night to fix shoes, but won't come out to help you with the dirty dishes. Those bastards. Only kidding. I love gnomes. And speaking along those lines, I have a project in the works that is cute and colorful and oh so fun. But I will have to talk about it next week once the yummy yarn arrives. Right now, I have to talk about the sweater in all capitals. Dun, dun, dun. When I left Grandview, after the breast flashing and the surrogate frogging, I had the upper chest done, to the part where you put the sleeve stitches for the raglan sleeves on holders and start the body. Only 180 lovely stitches compared to the 298 stitches of the previous row. Thought I'd be in knitter's heaven, whipping out those rows like there's no tomorrow. But no, sadly no. 180 stitches is still a lot, unless it's on lace weight yarn, and each round took me at least 2 to 3 minutes, and I'm a speedy knitter. By Monday morning, my knitter's elbow was locked and my fingers stiff and resentful. So I took a whole day's break. Didn't want to try doing some magical yogic finger exercises, but they didn't do much good. I rested, played with Ben, and spent some time with my face away from my laptop. Novel idea, huh? From Tuesday evening on, I knit. Everywhere. All the time. More than usual. I even thought of bringing it in when I went to the bathroom, eh, Jackie? But I thought I might be crossing the line between decent knitting and indecent knitting. Blah, bad pun. As of Friday night, I had the whole body with ribbing done, but was sad that I disappointed Jackie. She said she'd be in awe of me if I finished the sweater in 1 week. Man, I was bummed. I want awe, damn it, awe. Anyway, I knit during Weight Watchers, yes, weird, and even brought it along on my date lunch with Ian. He didn't care. Really, he didn't. By Saturday night, one arm was done. Feeny! By Sunday afternoon, both arms done. Well, except for the last bit of cuff. Now, I won't go into my jaded past and babble on and on about how I never have enough yarn to finish projects. We've heard it all before. Nora was dead, man. Dead to me. Sorry, back to the world of the same. But this time, I was positive I'd had enough. Erica has a theory that Ben is eating all the yarn when I'm not looking, and sometimes I glance at him, looking so innocent-like, and I think maybe she's right. Who knows? So, I had 6 inches of yarn left, and 5 rounds of 2x2 ribbing. Not gonna happen. Ribbed for her pleasure, my ass. Oh, sorry. Foul language has no place in knitting, right? Ha. I blogged my dilemma and asked for people to guess what I was going to do. No one was correct. And you know why? Can you guess? After I'd blogged, I walked into my closet to check if I left the label to the Bartlett yarn in the knitting bag I brought to Grandview. You know, to check the yardage and all that. And, oh, I hate to even say it, there was another skein of the cornflower blue Bartlett yarn just sitting there. Another skein. Not only was it a miracle to have this extra skein of yarn right there, but I realized that this was the missing 6th skein. I'd actually not run out of yarn. I only used 5 skeins, and I had extra, extra, holy crap! As I was looking out my bedroom window, I thought I saw a chubby pink pig flying by. So, actually, there could be no winners, but many thanks to all who tried to guess. Julie, and Gina, Jackie, Heather, Nicole, and let's see, who else? I had a long list. Oh, Sarah and Karen, Some Bunny's Love, Heather, Sock Knitting Mama, who is also Anne, and Laura. Now, Laura's comment almost had me in tears. I was laughing so much. She said, and I quote, so listen with the Kentucky accent, "Tell Ian to just keep the arm that's in the sleeve that's longer bent and the one that's shorter straight, and it will all even out. You hear me, Ian? Bend your arm, buddy." I think I might have peed my pants. Oh, my goodness. And for the record, if you take into account that a whole day was wasted knitting the sweater with only one arm and then actually starting the next day, and you count the day I took off to rest my arm and my elbow, it really only took me 7 full days to knit the sweater. Just for the record, of course. While you ponder this bit of talking out of my backside, I will play this song.
Thank you.
That was Combo 33T with November.
Wow. Wow.
New stuff.
Wow.
New stuff. This week's new stuff is more of a request than a show and tell. I have an idea to do a holiday podcast in a week or two, featuring ideas for holiday gifts for knitters, and also knitted gifts from knitters to non-knitters, along with at least two holiday songs. And if you're like my hubby, you can fast forward through the songs if you are of the Grinch-like variety. No offense. I love holiday songs. I have a few suggestions to share today and would love for you to send some emails of other ideas that you have. First, I have an idea and request from Nicole of lapdogcreations.blogspot.com. She is actually looking for stitch markers that are small enough to fit snugly on smaller size DPNs, like ones and twos. What a great idea. If you have a lace pattern in your sock, mitten, or baby item, and you're holding tiny DPNs, there are very few, if any, stitch markers that are made especially for these needles. If you know of any, drop me a line. It's a perfect gift idea for those hard-to-buy sock knitters in your group. She also has another idea, which would be the perfect gift for any knitter or crocheter, in my opinion. An all-inclusive Get Your Knit On kit to include a large knitting tote with matching notions bag and holder and coordinating stitch markers, hand-dyed yarns, needles, patterns, candle, stress ball, and a tear coffee mug, personalized if you have the money, or a wine glass with a nice bottle of wine. This could be for a new knitter, or even for any knitter. After that, you can get a job working nights at McDonald's to pay off your huge credit card bill. But it's worth it, right? Another one could be geared toward knitters who just want something fun and flashy, like a basket holding handmade needles with Swarovski crystals, see Serenity Boutique for Heather's gorgeous needles, wonderful hand-dyed or hand-spun yarns, a sock bag and a pattern, and maybe a few lint chocolates as well. Or, this is my idea now, for the more risque knitter, a black faux leather bag filled with ebony lantern moon needles, pattern for knitted lingerie from White Lies Designs, with or without the yarn, though with would be so much nicer, chainmail stitch markers from Denise Knits, scented massage oil, and an erotic book. But hey, that might not appeal to anyone except me. Another unique idea is using an abacus for keeping track of your stitches or rows. This idea comes from Lisa, aka the Wacky Wonky Weirdo, which is a super idea. Heather of Serenity Yarns also uses a similar technique. Instead of an abacus, she uses M&Ms. This is hard on the diet, though. If you can find an attractive working abacus at an antique store or online, I bet that would make a really fun gift. Is there any way an abacus can be non-working? I'll have to think about that. Send all holiday gift ideas to me, Gina at yogagardenNH.com. Before I leave this segment, I want to mention the beautiful DPNs that I got from Heather at Serenity Yarns. There was a set of 5 handmade DPNs with super sharp points, perfect for lace knitting on socks or for any small knitting projects. They're smooth, have a nice soft creamy color, and are very reasonably priced. She handed them to me wrapped in a pretty white organza ribbon, the perfect touch. I can't wait to use them. You can check them out on her website, serenityboutique.etsy.com. Ready for a yarngasm?
Yarngasm.
Yarngasm. Yarn. My yarngasm for this week is Plymouth Yarn's Baby Alpaca DK, an oh-so-soft, make-me-a-thong-out-of-it yarn. Yummy! With 125 yards of 100% superfine baby alpaca, it's hard to get it out of a cleavage hug. Seriously. Lauren of scrapandknit.blogspot.com bought some on our knitting weekend to make her friend Lisa some fingerless mitts, and I was so addicted to rubbing my fingers against it that I grabbed her knitting and did a few rows of ribbing while she was in the bathroom. Some sneaky knitting. Now that's ribbed for her pleasure. Oh yeah, mama. I couldn't bear to leave Grandview without buying some of this amazing yarn. So, I bought 2 skeins in a beautiful rose deep wine color. What will I do with it? Who knows? Do I care that I have no purpose for it? No way. Plymouth also makes some other delectable luxury yarns. Not only does the baby alpaca come in DK and worsted, but also in grande, which can only be described in this way. If you watch The Simpsons, shame on you if you don't. Picture Homer with his mouth open, holding a giant jug of Duff beer and drooling. That's what grande means. For natural fibers, the royal cashmere, royal bamboo, and hand-paint wool are awesome. For man-made fibers that are kitteny soft, the geisha, oh my, sensation, which is like touch me, and heaven are wonderful too. Wait, let me wipe the drool off my chin and listen to this song. It's All Night by Elena.
Friggin' knitting.
I guess I had very little, if any, friggin' knitting this week, besides the missing sweater yarn incident. The sweater pattern itself is from the amazing mathematical knitting site, knittingfool.com. Simplicity in itself. Very short, easy-to-read instructions, personalized numbers for Ian's perfect fit sweater dimensions, and no sewing up. When I say that I had less than 6 yarn ends to weave in at the end, I am not joking, really.
Most of them I wove in while I worked, so I really only had to do two, under the arm and at the end of the cuff. I totally recommend this website to everyone. Grab the needles and yarn you want to use, knit up a gauge, find your row and stitch numbers for 4 inches, measure the chest of your intended victim, and off you go. Just one small knitting issue came up this week that was a little bit friggin', and that was not having the correct size and length circular needles that I wanted when I wanted them. You know, you think you have everything in your knitting bag for the new project you're dying to work on, and then halfway through the sleeve, you're like, huh, I thought I had a 16-inch number 7 here somewhere. And you frantically rummage through your bag, throwing things out left and right. Kleenex, tiny pieces of yarn snipped from previous projects, pencils with no erasers or with the tip rummed down to nothing, gum wrappers. How come I never have any gum when I need it? Credit card receipts from large, stealthy yarn purchases that your husband doesn't know about. And the always embarrassing tampon or always pad to throw into the mix. You scratch your head and look around suspiciously at your knitting buddies, wondering who might have taken this needle. Accidentally, of course. Now, I could buy more of the Addy Turbos than I need, at least a 16-inch and 24-inch in every size, or I could borrow them from my knitting friends. Do I really want to do that? No. Or I could just bite the bullet and buy the Knit Picks option set. Not only do I love the point of these needles and the purple cords, but the price is right. Damn, I'll just have to suck up and buy them. Does anyone know if they make them in pink? If you have a friggin' knitting project that you'd like to share, email me, Gina@yogagardennh.com, and we'll see what we can do to help you. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at yogagardennh.com. If you're interested in a hard copy of any one of my podcasts, send me an email and I'll get one right out to you. Email me whenever you like at Gina@yogagardennh.com. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. Sadly, it's now the end of the podcast. Another 30 minutes spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting drunk. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Hope I've kept you interested enough to come back and visit me again. I'd love to hear new ideas and comments, and maybe see a cyber hug or two. Thanks to Laura, Jackie, Melody, Kimberly Lisa, Lauren, Gina, Julie, Nicole, Lisa L., Gigi, Rose, Heidi, Wacky Wonky Weirdo, and Susan B. Anderson, who I keep calling Susan B. Anthony. I'm so sorry. You must be so sick of hearing that. For commenting on my blog this week, and for everyone who entered the contest, voted, and commented on various podcast websites. I know some of the links weren't working, so I'll try to make sure that they're right this time around. Special thanks to Nicole and Laura, who have gone out of their way to vote and comment for me this week. Their fingers must be smoking. It's not too late to enter the podcast contest. Sleepy Eyes needs Wove too. Check out my blog for more details. The contest is open until the morning of November 20th. Come on, you know you want more yarn. Next week, I'll be featuring hand-dyed yarns and new upcoming patterns from Yarn Botanica. All are amazing, so stay tuned. I will leave you with the sage advice of my almost 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.